Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone.
All right, you know,
thank you.
Philadelphia.
Yes, we need to hear that on Friday. All right. Side question of the day, coming off Norm Macdonald this week. That impression of Burt Reynolds, the whole Jeopardy thing was priceless. Who is it that cracks you up? It doesn't have to be the impressionist. It's when somebody good does it. Whoever they're impersonating, you can't get enough of it. Now, Stu Bykofsky, Dan, has been widely impersonated. There's a particular cadence that says curmudgeon all over it. It particularly does. If there's anybody I'm thinking of as lovable curmudgeon, it would be Stu Bykofsky over the years. And Stu now has several things going on. We'll give you his website, for example. But he's also written a new book, Press Card. Okay? And he's been inside, I guess, for 55, 60 years. The media, New York, Philadelphia, and some national exposure. The new book, Press Card. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Stu, good Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me here as one curmudgeon to another.
I don't have any curmudgeonly characteristics, I don't think.
Yeah,
that's never been true.
Why is Dan laughing then?
I take my friend's side here, Dom.
He better watch it. Yeah, but it's the whole persona that you developed over the years with this, so... what's the premise of Press Card? Now, obviously, it's about inside the media, particularly the newspaper business, right?
Well, yes. Actually, that's sort of the subplot. What goes on, what really goes on inside of newspapers. But the novel itself, basically, well, like any good story, it's a battle between good and evil. The reporter is good most of the time. Evil is management, bad, but not all of the time.
Yeah.
So it's this political reporter who basically hates his editors, and his editors hate him. And he goes through life, and he basically cuts a few corners ethically, gets the story he wanted to get, but by not exactly the best means. He loses his beat as a political reporter, and for the rest of the book, he's trying to regain it by trying to get really big stories that will get him back in everybody's good graces.
Well, it sounds like in some wrinkles, you know, change the politics of it, a Stu Bykofsky story somewhat, tension there with management over the years. Now, there is, I mean, is this giving away too much? I'll throw it to you, Stu, the anchor, yeah. Right there on live TV, though. What about that?
Yeah. Well, now, of course, the book is fiction. So
yes.
I guess it's okay to say, well, yeah, I don't want to say what happens to the anchor, but what happens to the anchor on live TV is something really shocking. And it does echo something that actually happened with a public official some years earlier, and I know you know what I'm referring to.
Yes.
And I hate to be mysterious like that, but the book is really good. And how do I know that? Because people are telling me that. To tell you the truth, when I finished it, because this was something I had never done before, I write nonfiction, not fiction. And when I got through with it, and it was a test to see if I could actually write something that long, when I got through with it, I didn't really know if people would like it. But about a month ago, I published it, and I'm getting reaction from readers. And it's so gratifying, actually, that they not only like it, they love it. I got one reaction, and this is on my my website, Press Cards, the book, from a retired Philadelphia police inspector. And he said he read the book, and he was unhappy because it ended too soon. He wanted more. That's the best compliment you can get.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
right?
Stu. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a trick. Was it difficulty writing dialogue? There's a tremendous amount of dialogue, of course, here.
Yes. And because when you're writing dialogue, it has to sound like different characters. And basically, you always sound like yourself. So I had to be very alert to that. And all the characters are fiction, but some of them are based on personalities and characteristics of people I know. People are asking me, am I the hero? He's not really a hero. Claude Shelby. And I say, he's a political reporter. I've never really been a political reporter. He chews gum. I've never chewed gum. He's anti-union like you, Dom. I'm not. I'm pro-union. So there are differences, but are there certain when you invent a character, or let's say when I invent a character, I have to picture somebody so I can describe him because the reader wants to get a mental picture. So Shelby does kind of look like me 40 years ago. And other people in the book look like other people, and then they sound like other people. So at one point, Shelby is pursuing a fugitive and goes to St. Lucia. Some people have said the fugitive sounds like Joanne Chesimard.
You know,
the Black Revolutionary who shot
exactly.
a cop in New Jersey, right? Okay, she was not the one I had in mind. I actually had in mind Patty Hearst, but I can easily see why people thought it was Joanne Chesimard. And when Shelby gets down to St. Lucia, he is dealing with people on the island who speak with an accent. So I had to create that accent, which wasn't too hard for me because I've been to St. Lucia.
Ah, very good. Now, any other look, you may consciously or unconsciously include other personas. I mean, you already did with what happens to the anchor and happened to a public official on live TV as a premise. I don't think anybody writing in another part of America might have thought of that because it's so rare. Yes, is there any other characters? I mean, you have a great ear and a great connection with cops, for example, so that had to be pretty easy to write. But how about female reporters? There have been some battles over the years with Stu Bytkovsky and females in the paper business, I think.
No, only one.
Only one, yeah. Yes.
Only one. You know, at my farewell party on July 12th, 2019, I wrote my last column for the Inquirer and Daily News on that Friday. I launched my blog, Stu Bytkovsky, on the following Monday. So there's been no break. I'm still writing the column. It's still pretty much what it always was, centrist, sometimes left, sometimes right. But without an editor. But that hasn't made much difference. Some people thought, oh, I'm going to be dropping F-bombs all over the place. No. 60 years of professional journalism, I am not going to start dropping F-bombs. That means you can't express yourself better than that. As to, there are two women characters in the book. One, the girlfriend of the protagonist, and he cheats on her. And the other, sort of a best friend at the paper of the protagonist. And to me, she is a, pardon the expression, great broad, Claire Pollock. She would not mind me calling her a great broad.
Over at the Inquirer, they're dropping out of the windows. See, that's what I was referencing. You can't say great broad anymore. How many of those women at the desk? Maybe one is smoking a cigarette there. That's about it. Come on.
You know what? At the farewell party for me, there were like 16 people who were speaking, and more than half of them, like nine of the 16 were women who were singing my praises, except for one.
Well, as so we know,
she was definitely. Now, the female character that I have is Claire Pollock. I was a little concerned that some of my female reporter friends would get pissed at me, pardon me, because she sleeps with sources occasionally to get a story.
Oh, boy.
And yet, nobody has complained because the reality is it happens.
Oh,
now,
boy.
It's not everybody.
Right.
But I'm telling you, look, you know, I spent 47 years at the Daily News, and there was a lot of romances among the staff members. There were even a few between Daily News and Inquirer. That was less
rare. That's a mixed situation. It's unbelievable, yes.
That's sort of journalistic miscegenation, I think. So there was actually a couple of marriages between people at the Inquirer and Daily News, and kind of it was difficult because they went home. They had to be really careful about pillow talk because you didn't want to reveal something that you were working on because, believe it or not, the Daily News and Inquirer were strong competitors, even though we had a common owner.
Yeah. And now, Stu, let me ask you in a broader sense with this. Sure. I know it's a great yarn. It's a great tale, press card. And where do people get the book, first of all?
Well, okay. The best way is to go to the website. It's Press Card the Book, all one word. Press cards, like, you know, the cards that reporters used to carry, you know, we don't carry press cards anymore. In Philadelphia in the 70s, reporters had two press cards, one issued by the municipality, the city itself, and it looked like a greenback, like it was green, and the kind of engraving on it looked like a dollar bill, although smaller. And the police department also issued one. Well, in the 70s, the city decided to stop doing it, figuring, let the police do it. And the press card basically enabled you, the bearer, to cross police lines and fire lines to get to a story. That's really, that was the only real purpose of it.
Gotcha.
About 10 years ago or so, Michael Nutter curtailed them, claiming it was the expense. Now,
completely dumbass idea.
So,
Stu, a couple things here. Yeah. One, who are the maybe one or two greatest characters you cover? Rizzo's got to be up there, I would assume, right?
Yes. Okay. Without question, Rizzo and Donald Trump. For being who I've met Donald Trump before he was president, while he was still big in Atlantic City, I covered him. Others at the paper did. We had personal relationships with him, not close relationships, but as an example, during that period, I got married, and the Donald prepared a sort of a congratulation videotape.
Now wait a minute, though. You got married three times, though, so it's not just during that period.
This was the second. This is the middle one.
Who else? Rizzo, Donald Trump.
Of people who I was covering day in and day out, I mean regularly, no other reached those two. There were people like Vince Fumo, the state senator who went to jail. Joey Vento was a great, colorful character. Jimmy Tyume, who also went to jail.
Yeah.
Philadelphia politicians. Oh, Chaka Fatah. And Renee, his wife. But no. These were all, they're like B-level celebrities. Rizzo and Trump were the A-level. I can't think of anybody who touched them. Not even like Ed Rendell, no. He would be maybe an A-minus or a B-plus. These two guys, Rizzo and Trump, were so unique, so singular, so big in dimension and ego. Nobody else matches them.
I couldn't agree more. Now you call the newspapers ink stained dinosaurs, right? And you have a lot of social media. You're doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Our listeners really turned off to a lot of this stuff. So it bothers me. It used to be the Sunday Inquirer, that kind of thing. What a treat. No longer. Yeah. There's not a lot there. It's too politicized. But what's their relevance? What keeps them going? The advertise. What keeps them going?
Oh, there is no advertising.
Okay, what is it then?
One of the reasons the papers are so small, it's not because there's a lack of stories or even a lack of staff. Although, Dom, the editorial, I think the total staff of the Inquirer is now 400. It used to be 1,800.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and you may have noticed over the past few years, the parade of people who you have always read, the older people, they're all gone, almost all gone, and being replaced by younger people. Now, what I've said for years there was the company policy was 50-50. If you're over 50 or making more than 50, they would like you to leave.
Yeah.
And that is actually the truth, because that's what's happened. Now, There's nothing wrong with a 25-year-old reporter. I was one myself, and they're good. But they, when you trade a 50-year-old for a 25-year-old, you're losing 25 years of institutional knowledge.
Exactly. Which you can't get Contacts, et cetera. Yeah.
You can't get that from Google. Right.
Yeah.
So
Stu, it's a great read. It's everything Stu Bykofsky is. I'm thrilled that it's working for you. Again, what's the easiest way to get the book?
Go to PressCardTheBook.com. And right now it's on sale. It's $15 plus postage. And for the $15, you can order it through me or you can order it through Amazon for the same 15, but if you order it through me, it'll be autographed and inscribed any way you would like. So go to the website. I think you'll enjoy it. There's personal stuff about me. There's a summary of the book. There's also a sample chapter if you'd like to read that before you order.
Great
and I
stuff.
Really think
yeah.
you'll enjoy it.
They will. The sample chapter
Wait,
will
Dom,
get wet
I
the
gotta
appetite.
Ask. Yeah. I got to
yes.
ask. Did the Mummers make it? Stu, I know you're incredible at covering the Mummers. Did the Mummers make it into the book at all?
The Mummers are, let me see, the answer is no. I'm just trying to think if they were mentioned in passing in any way, and I don't think so. I had told a friend of mine, the publisher of the Gay News, Mark Siegel, you know him,
sure.
Dom, of course, I'm sure you've interviewed him, and he bought a copy of the book, and I tell him, go to chapter 13 because there's a gay character in there. I thought he'd be interested in just paging through it the other day. I found there was another gay character in there, someone not really material to the plot, but it's 390 pages. And even though I wrote it, I can't remember all of it.
To be continued, Stu. Good luck with this. Thrilled that you put it all together in one spot. Thank you, Stu. Thank you.
Thanks
for coming on today.
I really appreciate it. Sure.
All right, Stu Bykofsky here on Talk Radio 1210. Great stuff. It's a city of characters, Dan. I'm sure you know that by now.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you, who's your favorite character? Besides, let's take Rizzo off the board.
Yeah, it's got to be Vento because I had such connection, such inside at the height of Joey Vento as an international. I mean, where else, Dan, but going through the Atlanta airport, Vento's being honored by a national lawyers group. A guy runs up, you're an actor, give my script. To why am I blanking in his name? Mr. Scorsese. Scorsese's got more eyebrows than Vento, but
that's awesome.
And does Scorsese have that much jewelry on? I don't know what actor he thought
might.
I was. Hopefully, it wasn't De Niro. I mean, come on.
Well, they probably mistaked you for Brad Pitt, obviously.
Yes, I think it was. You're an actor. Yeah, you look like that. Just give it to your guy over here. I don't want to bother Mr. Scorsese.
I have great legs, though. Just remember. That's
yeah,
my wife
I can pass for that easily. Yeah. All right, so 855-839-1210. You'll get in. Vento, Dan, all-time character, what do you think in Philadelphia? Do you have one or Atlantic City?
Well, Rizzo and Vento, obviously, are two big ones.
You heard the Trump stuff, too. I forgot about that.
I mean, the drama surrounding the Africa family is big. You know, or the move stuff. So I think Wilson Good's also a lot behind him. So there's other characters as well.
Well, Ed Rendell is a quintessential character.
Yes. Oh, Rendell's a fantastic answer.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe
Ed Rendell belongs there. Yep. We might do that. Maybe on Monday we'll do that. Maybe we should swing into it now. Look, I'm open, Dan. You make a decision here. People don't want to do the impressions. We'll let you one later on.
It's taken off on Twitter. We got a great one here.
Okay, people got to call in, too. They can't all be on Twitter all day long. I can't go looking for you. You got to come to me.
I got to goad you into one. Mike says one of his favorites is when you do, you respond here.
You are an error. And what you should probably do is stop reading the Republican blogs and actually look at the facts.
So when you impersonate
the blogs.
That's Mike's favorite on Twitter.
Yes, my favorite is doing my Bill Clinton. I feel your pain.
A lot of shout-outs for Rich Zeoli and his Bernie and Cuomo as well.
Yes.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.